And we're back.
This room got crowded real quick.
Yeah,
real
quick. Smells a lot different in here, too.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, what can you say? A bunch of girls in here that are very, very happy to be here, and we're happy to have them here.
Let me correct you there. A bunch of young ladies.
Okay. Agreed.
Okay. So, guys, we are excited to have the Narrows High School Lady Wave Volleyball Team, the state runner-up. Forever, you guys are going to be known as the state runner-up volleyball team. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
We said
we would not ask a yes-no answer. So let me ask this right away. How does it feel to be the state runner-ups?
Unbelievable!
So what do you say we maybe have some seniors maybe step up to the microphones? And if you guys will, and 100 words or less, tell us, no, I'm kidding. Tell us what this season was like for you guys.
I feel like we got really close over the season. It was a different team. We all made different friends. Yeah, we worked really well together.
Go ahead.
Even though it was different people, though, last year, we all had a bond, and then we had all of our seniors that had left, so it was sort of difficult with new people, but we made it work, and everybody...
coming from last year, we had specific roles, and this year we kind of had to do what we had to do to win, so I feel like we all had to step up and do what we were supposed to do.
I wish he'll tell them.
There you go, Coach.
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, I know Coach Lindsay made a great
God tier.
Sorry. I still remember you as Lindsay. You know that.
How about
but anyway, Coach God tier made a great use of your specific talents in the games that I've seen by moving you around and taking advantage of your strengths as much as any coach I've seen.
Yeah, if it's okay, I'm going to kind of go back to what Haley was kind of talking about real quick. Starting off this season, it was a lot different. You know, we started off with 5 juniors, 5 seniors, and that's kind of what the girls come in as, mm-hmm. Which I don't usually like to do. So I kind of stood back for a few weeks and kind of tried to let them try to fix that and come together as one. But I can remember one specific game. Where I'd completely just had it. I'd had it here in juniors. I'd had it here in seniors. That's all I ever heard was juniors, seniors. So I remember chewing them out in the locker room until I had tears coming down my face. And I think from that point on, we become one. Instead of juniors and seniors, we become
Lady Waves.
Exactly. I don't think from that point we really, we were one team at that point. So I think just starting off, it probably wasn't the glory team that everyone probably thought it was. We didn't start off this state runner-up team in the beginning. We had to
find yourself.
We did. We really had to bond and we really had to work together to, our relationships had to build before we could do anything on the floor. So as much as I'm proud of them on the floor for their skills, seeing them become one and make those relationships work makes me more proud than, you know, that's a life skill. I mean, we're going to go to work one day and probably not like somebody that we work with, but we have to learn to bond with those people. So I think that was one thing that I feel like that I hopefully help them with. So
people don't realize that coaches are teaching more than just the particular sport they're working on at that time. They're actually teaching life skills too. And that's some of the things that I learned from my football coach many, many years ago is you never give up. You work together as a unit no matter who you are. And of course his thing was a chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And I don't think you had a weak link out there on the floor.
Absolutely not. From the top of the coaching down to the bottom to my managers, I didn't have a weak link at all. You know, I everyone had a role, and it, even if it was a practice role, that everyone took that role and everyone did the best they could with it. And I really couldn't be any more pleased with that.
Yeah, love the what you guys had, the kind of the mantra for the year, 13 girls making history together. You know, we talked about that when we were broadcasting, and every time you say it, it would make a grown man like me almost kind of tear up, because you guys were part of something special, something that's never been done before. And I hope all you guys really, you know, are proud of that. I mean, because we're proud of you.
Yeah, and the thing about it is, and I don't know if they realize this yet or not, but that's something you're going to have a memory of the rest of your life. That will never dull from your mind. You will always have that memory, that accomplishment, and that honor of being state runner-ups. And you are going to look back 40 years from now, like I do sometimes with football, and you're going to realize that that was one of the best times of your life.
Anytime I talk about it, I get chills, like, automatically.
Anytime I think about it, and I wasn't even involved except to broadcast a few games, anytime I think about it, I get chills.
Yeah, but 40 years can imagine. Ago wasn't your high school.
Huh? Yes, so, it was.
So you guys have set the standard. You know that, right? Now, every team from here forward is going to be, they've got a goal, and you guys are that goal. So seniors, wow, man, you set a big one. Juniors, which there was five seniors, five sophomores, a sophomore and two freshmen. Did I say sophomores twice?
Yeah.
Five juniors, sorry. But you guys now have to build on that, and the question is, can you guys take it one step farther? What are you thinking about?
They've left a legacy for you to build on.
I definitely think that. I definitely think that it'll be hard at times to not have the five seniors were very, like, they led the team really well, so it was very rememberable for me, especially because coming up and stuff.
And for those who didn't know, that's Audrey Riddle, a sophomore, the sophomore. So she's not embarrassed to step up to the microphone. Who's next to come up and say something?
Well, the two freshmen, I'd like to follow up with that. Y'all got a chance to be a part of something really, really big. And I want to know what it was like kind of coming in. And I know these girls, they all accepted you as a sister or a member of the family or whatever. And did it really help?
Like, it was a lot of hard work. Like, it's definitely like a whole nother level than like what I was used to. So I was like coming into something like I didn't really know. So I was like, I don't even know. Like, I was really nervous. Like, I didn't know what to expect. Then when I got up there, I kind of just like loosened up and kind of created that bond. And we all kind of was like really good. Was good together.
Very well.
Nice done, Emma. All right. Good deal. So we've heard from Maggie. We've heard from Haley. We've heard from Audrey. We got a couple more seniors we hadn't heard from.
They're not. I think they're being a little shy.
I promise they can't see you.
If they would, they wouldn't be nobody listening to us, would they?
That, well, man, you just ruined the whole day for me. But this will get them talking. Let's kind of talk about a couple things. I don't want to jump all the way to the end of postseason honors, but man, just there again, the pride. And I'm sure Coach Erica. Or Coach E, or just Erica. I'm sure she answers to all of those. But I'm sure she reads it. She probably, as well as I know, she probably tears up just looking at this list. Just for instance, guys, Pioneer District First Team, Maggie Gwynn, Cassidy, and I've said your name wrong all year, I think. Gomenez, is that right? Oh, I said it right. All right. Sweet.
I said it wrong all year.
And Kendra Johnston, excuse me. Where'd she go? Oh. And second team, Haley Conley and Alyssa Smith. Honorable mention, Lainey Newby, a senior who we haven't heard from yet. So Haley Lawrence, Kristen Williams, and Cameron Picosa. Great, man. That's a lot of folks.
Yeah, and you know, there's only six players out on the court on volleyball at one time, and you've got nine people mentioned there.
Right.
So that's got to be just a testament to how well they work together and Coach Gottier showing their strengths on the court, using them in those positions.
Exactly. So Region 1C, first team, Maggie Gwynn, Cassidy Gomez, and second team, Kendra Johnston. There again, man, three Lady Waves right there. But this is what really that I enjoy reading right here. Region 1C Player of the Year, Maggie Gwynn. Region 1C Coach of the Year, Erica Gottier. Well, that right there, that's special. Mm-hmm. So what, ladies, what do y'all think about Erica or Coach E being named Region Coach of the Year?
She deserved it hands down. I've had her for 5 years, and I can't even explain it all. I'm going to cry.
All right. So, and we're not done yet. There was more honors. 1A All-State, first team, Maggie Gwynn and Cassidy Gomez. So congratulations, ladies, there again. And then another honor came out last night in the paper, All Timesland second team. And we talked about Timesland earlier. We're talking
80s.
Yeah, 80-some teams, Group 1A through Group 6A, second team, Maggie Gwynn. So wow, so exciting. So that hopefully is going to spark the conversation because we're going to have to go to a break. But we will be back here in just a couple minutes. On August 24th, WNRV celebrated the 64th year of serving the New River Valley and beyond. We first went on the air in 1953, and 64 years later, we're still broadcasting from the same spot along the New River on Route 100 between Narrows and Parrisburg. Thank you to everyone who made community-based radio possible at WNRV, and we look forward to the next 64 years. Be sure to tune in to Speaking of Sports from 9 to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. We'll recap what went on this week and preview what's upcoming next week. Following today's show, we'll have a rebroadcast of the Giles Allegheny Boys game. Next week's live games will be on Wednesday. The Radford at Giles Girls will be live at approximately 7 p.m. You're listening to Speaking of Sports on WNRV AM 990 The Ridge, your Giles County Sports
Authority.
And we're back. Of course, we're joined here by the state runner-up, and there's volleyball team. Nice to have them in this morning. Plus, it got a whole lot better, Jeff Lowe.
Yeah. So now there's more room. Actually, they're ready to talk now. We talked during the break. They'll talk during the break. So we've
mentioned the postseason honors. Let's have Coach Gottier introduce us to everyone.
Absolutely.
All right, we have Audrey Riddle here with us today. Cameron Picoza, Kendra Johnston, Cassidy Gomez, Emma Spencer, Haley Conley, Maggie Gwynn, Bailey Chambers, Lissa Smith, I almost want to say Courtney, still doing that, and Lainey Newby. So we're only missing three of our players this morning, so good turnout here.
Yeah. So ladies, was it easier getting up this morning than it is on a school day?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Even though it was Saturday, yeah.
That's always easier.
True. Okay, yeah. See, I looked at the glass half empty instead of half full. Yeah. All right. So ladies, let's have there's two seniors we've yet to hear from, right? Is it just
three?
Three. Sorry. Man, so ladies, you guys have been leaders all year on the court. It's time to be a leader off the court and tell us a little something special about the season. Come on, Kendra. Or Cassidy?
Newbie's going to step up. Something special about this season is, like, last year was supposed to be our year, and this year everybody kind of underestimated us and didn't think that we were going to be as good as we were last year. And we made it way further than anybody expected, and we pushed to get it there. So.
All right. Thank you, Lane. That was good. All right, a couple more, ladies. When we're not talking on the radio, nothing's happening, by the way. So, any special memories you'd like to share with us, Erica?
We were actually kind of out here in the lobby waiting, and we were kind of going through the whole trip to Richmond, like something that kind of stood out to us. And although we could probably write a book on it if we actually sit down and thought of everyone's memories, but me and Maggie both mentioned when we actually walked into the gym down there. You know, we walked in, and you were used to walking into smaller gyms, not much really going on. You know, we walked in this one, and you know, they had to wind us down, and we had to, you know, go through all this stuff, lock our locker rooms. People were setting up all the media, and so we kind of just walked in, and the look on their face as a coach was, it was enough. You know, although I wanted that win, being able to see them and their face, it was worth every penny and every time that I've put in.
We were talking about that earlier. Now we can get a true answer. How long did it take you to adjust to that environment? Like, first set?
I was probably there. About the second set it took me. like, during the first set, I was like...
Because it was just so much bigger. And yeah, like, you were trying crazy to judge, like, your serves and stuff, because usually, you know, we don't have
the depth perception is so much different. We were talking about with our boys played at Roanoke College, or Roanoke Civic Center last week, and it just seems so different out there. Everything seems small because the arena's so big.
Even the fans. You know, our fans, we're used to our fans sitting right behind us, and we're kind of like close-knit family type thing. And then you get down there, and security reasons, they have to be sit up. So,
well, and even your warm-up's so much more rigid, that time frame. You have to be in that.
Yes,
you know, it's just so much different. So I was kind of getting an idea of, you know, how long did it take to adjust to that, to get comfortable with it?
And I'm glad you said that, because I'm kind of, now ladies, I need you to talk here. It's not going to make any sense whatsoever. All right. But I kind of want to build up to that moment, because here it is. You guys are the region champs. You are getting ready to host a state quarterfinal game. Rye Cove's coming to town, who has a history of winning a lot of volleyball, right? I mean, they got a history. And all of a sudden, they come in to our gym, and if I didn't have my headset on, talking to Jeff right next to me as close as we are, I couldn't hear him. It was loud. It was electric. What was it like to play in front of that crowd?
Well, that's what makes it better. That's what makes you want to play good, because, like, everybody had came out and wanted to watch us, so we wanted to perform how they wanted to see us play.
And just knowing, like, all those people were behind us, like, it definitely made me want to perform, like, the best that I could, you know?
Yeah, it made me want to step up and,
like, actually
the best
show
that I have all year.
What we were like.
It wasn't just like, we're here. There's a bunch of people in our stands.
I think it was like, although I think over time kids are very proud of where they come from, I think this took it to a whole new level for these 13 girls.
I don't think they realize how much they're representing that community until they get in that big environment.
And, you know, one of my biggest things is I want every one of these girls to go out and go all over the world if that's what their dream is, and I want them to be successful. But at the end of the day, no matter where they are, like, I always want them to look back and be proud of where they come from. So for our community to come out and show us that kind of support, it was kind of just the icing on the cake for them. Like, I think it wowed them, and I think they'll always have that, and they'll always be proud of that.
Oh, yeah. And let me throw in a little commercial here, but the three state volleyball games that the Lady Waves did play, there's a disc available for that's only $8 with all the football games and stuff, too. And you'll hear Erica's she said a lot of those same things on some of these interviews. Those interviews are on there, too. And so, I mean, she had me in tears. Everybody around her is like...
always have myself in tears, too.
Just being proud of where you're from. So guys, and y'all took care of business. I mean, y'all beat Rye Cove 3-0. I'm like, wow, man. Now they're going to play for the state semifinals. There's no way the gym could get louder and more electric. I was wrong.
Did.
When Chill Howie came to town, Chill Howie was putting things out there. Hey, we see what it's like. Bring all of our people. We need them. Well, if you wasn't there at 5:30 for a 7 o'clock start time, you may not have had a place to sit. I don't, I'm sure you guys knew that. If you didn't, I'm glad I got to tell you that. But I thought it couldn't get any louder. It did. I thought it couldn't get any more electric, and it did. And this Teal Howie team that everybody expected to be playing for a state title, you guys beat 3-0.
Man, tell me about that.
That was probably like one of my favorite things too, because we got there super early and like coach didn't let us see anything. Like she took us up to her classroom and we didn't get to see anything, and she kind of like snuck us down there. So still we haven't saw. We keep like hearing
they can
people.
Hear, yeah, and then at some point like everyone kind of started chanting yeah. when we were in the locker room. So they kind of got to hear that, but they never really got to see it.
And then she snuck us.
Oh, is it really? Every time I hear it, it's crazy.
She snuck us into where they were live streaming it, and we were sitting in the auditorium and just
looking around,
seeing all like, those people like chanting and dancing, and it was crazy.
Yeah. So and then the game itself. I mean, you guys, you performed. I mean, y'all were on your game, the A game, and. So what was it like there? I mean, just go back in your mind to the last point that you guys made that, all right, game over, we're going to play for a state title. What was that moment like?
I cried before. Shake hands. I was just so excited.
We were so confident, too. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, not a single one of us went into that game thinking we were going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That's what I want to hear. And you got to carry that in, like, every game for the rest of your life. By the way. So, and you know, when that game ended, I mean, it didn't take long for the, for like the bleachers to all of a sudden be on the floor.
That was so crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy. That.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Yeah, I think that was that was a emotional thing for me too, because sometimes volleyball kind of gets the shadow in the fall.
Yeah.
Especially when you're competing with football, everybody wants to do football. So, for those football boys and our student section and our fans to kind of rush the floor like they did, like I kind of had to step back and take that all in. It was, our school has so much to be proud of this fall. Not even athletically. I mean, academically we had some stuff going on, and little Maddie, what's her name?
Elena,
that one. I mean, there was just so much that our school should be proud of this fall. And we're thankful that we got to be a big part of that.
Yeah, yeah. And so what was really neat is when you guys made the trip to Richmond, you were there Friday night. Now, Friday night was also a playoff game for the football team. What were you guys doing that time?
We were deaf. We were listening.
To live stream.
Live on WNRV. All right.
We really were. Like, we were all in the pool and stuff, and like we could hear it, the radio.
They actually were in the pool, swimming in our indoor pool, and we had WNRV streaming and listening to the football game. So.
All right. So that brings us to the championship game. All right. So you guys wake up Saturday morning. Jeff and I met Sarah, who done a great job on the broadcast, too. I mean she brought the she brought the stuff. I mean, for instance, Steve was at a Virginia Tech football game listening to you guys play. So,
yeah, and I got to say, Coach Gautier, thank you for calling the timeout when you did, because I would have looked like a real idiot cheering during the national anthem. That was like perfect.
I'm glad I could do that for you.
I had people looking at me like, why is this idiot cheering during warm-ups?
I did that just for you.
For the football game. Because I believe up 1-0 at the time, and you ended up taking a timeout early in the second set, and that was right at the national anthem. So that was great.
All right, so you guys wake up Saturday morning, getting ready to play for a state championship. What's your thoughts?
I remember us trying to say it's just another game, but it really wasn't just another game. We tried to just do everything normal, not really change anything. But in my head, I was like, oh, my gosh.
But it's so hard to do that after you've spent the night there. It's just so different.
It is. It really is. And although you do try to keep everything kind of the same, deep down, it's really not the same. So it's really hard to kind of balance that. And I really think that's where Matthews had a little bit of a advantage. I mean, they've been there for years, and they were there the year before and lost. So, like, they already knew where they were playing. They already knew how it worked. They were very comfortable in that environment. And like, that's definitely one advantage they had on us already, starting off.
And did they have to spend the night? I'm not sure how far they probably did, because that's quite a trip.
She told me they were about 3 hours away.
All right. And then, so, you guys win game one. And, but before I get to the actual game, again, I guess I must just be a big teddy bear, because I look, before the game started, when you guys were starting to warm up, I looked behind us. And the sea of green and gold was unbelievable. How many people made that 5-hour journey from Giles County to the Siegel Center in Richmond? What did you guys think about that?
I was shocked.
For all those students to ride a bus up there, I was just like, wow, they've got some real heart.
I mean, I knew we had people behind us, but I didn't actually think that many of them.
So far.
All right.
I remember standing, the girls were kind of getting ready and kind of chilling out in the locker room, and I remember walking out and kind of hiding behind the bleachers and kind of watching all the green and gold coming in, and I remember just, of course, there again, tears rolling down my face. just because to be so proud of where you're from. And so they definitely, that was... Our fans definitely were a big part of our program this year.
Yeah. So then the game starts. And, man, you guys take game one, and the place is going nuts. You guys were kind of going nuts, right?
Yeah.
And but then, and forgive me for saying this out loud, but there was a name that I said a lot over the next three games, and that was Massimino. Y'all remember her? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She was definitely a threat on the front and the back.
Yeah.
She was pretty good.
Yeah. And she wasn't even – there was like two tall girls that were really – my goodness.
Yeah. And she was really their go-to, like anytime she was on the front row.
Yeah.
She was so smart.
I remember going to the state meeting with their coach, and she'd actually – the two bigger girls were the girls that she'd always put up for, like, player of the year and all that kind of thing. And she actually looked at me and said, who do you think should get it? And, like, I said that name, and she was like, good, that's what I was wanting to hear, because I think the same thing, because she really, she led them the whole time. Like, she deserved every bit of that.
Yeah, she did. But you know what? I mean, a state runner-up, I'll take that.
Absolutely.
I'll take that. And just so after it was over, you guys all posed for a picture, and just let me hear some yeses or some noes. You guys kind of faked those smiles, didn't you?
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah.
There's one of me smiling. Like, there's one of me, and I'm like, yeah,
they probably wouldn't have been doing that if I wouldn't have been back there saying, dry it up and smile. I was still telling them what to do after that game.
Dry it up and smile. What did y'all think of the irony there, huh?
I know. It is so hard, but I just wanted them to be so proud of just being there and receiving that. And, yeah, it's not being on that side. But at the same time, like, I mean, they lost to a great team.
Yeah.
And I mean, we can't take anything away from them. They were good. But, you know, they deserve to be right there with them. And there was no shame in how they performed.
Exactly.
I think I was more upset that it was over than anything, because I knew that we had nothing to hang our heads on, you know. And just like sitting in the locker room for that last time, like, no, I'll never wear a volleyball jersey ever again. So, it was really hard for me.
Good job, Maggie. Good job.
I know this is kind of a little off, too, but I wanted to mention, too, our program wouldn't have been what it was, especially for the last few years, if we hadn't had the coaching staff that we have from all the way down up. I mean, we've, for the last few years, we've had great coaches on every level. You know, and we all have a role. You know, like, I have a role, what I do, and Savannah has such good knowledge of the game, and she's really good at that individualized training. So she can really take a kid, and she'll take them, and she can kind of work individually with them, and she's so good at that. And Kayla, she has her kind of thing that she does and her role on our team, and I don't want to go any further without mentioning that none of this would have been possible without the the coaching staff that we've had.
We need a video of Savannah working with Audrey one-on-one.
She does.
Oh, yeah. I definitely have learned so much.
Yeah, and I think that the coaches have definitely, like, taught us more than just the game of volleyball, if that makes sense. I guess.
Yeah.
Or I've been on varsity since I was a freshman. Like, honestly saw, like, that being, like, one of my main roles. Like, out there, I had to, like, keep everybody together, you know. Because I knew if I could do that, then we would be fine. Like, I had no doubts about our ability. It was just, could we, like, mentally keep it there? So I remember, like, my freshman and sophomore year, like, I struggled with that. Like, I was young, and I didn't know really what I was doing. But, like, even last year, like, I tried my best to just keep everyone together.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a leader.
And she definitely was a leader. Like she said, it took her a while coming in as a ninth grader. She started as a ninth grader. So, you know, when you start on a varsity team, you kind of feel like, hey, I am a leader. But really, as a ninth grader, you kind of have to learn that role. So although she wanted to step in and be that leader, she kind of had to learn how to feel those shoes first. And it was fun watching her each year. And all of them, really. I mean, even Haley, I feel like she was a big leader this year. She, even though she was out some, she kind of, some people just learn how to fill in those leadership roles. And it's fun watching each kid blossom that way.
Yeah, great group of seniors you got there. Great group of juniors and sophomores and freshmen, too.
Yeah. So. I hope that we taught them, like, the right ways to, you know, pick someone up or just, I mean, they all know, like, I'm, serious, like when I get in the huddle, it's no giggles. Like I'm there to win, and hopefully somebody's gonna step up next year.
So you guys set the legacy right there. So now everybody has to live up to you guys' expectations. So that's pretty good. So the championships game's over. You guys take that picture. You go to the locker room. I'm sure. Coach E had a couple words for you guys. Anybody want to share maybe some of the inner stuff that we never get to hear about? I'm sure there was a lot of tears all the way around.
I remember talking to each group individually. Like, I remember talking to my seniors, and I remember telling them, I don't know if I can really go there right now because I might cry again. But, you know, just... that each, and I remember talking to each one of them individually and just telling each one of them just how special they are and what gift they have and, you know, what, you know, they're all going to succeed. All five of these girls are going to succeed that leave. And they're all going completely opposite directions. So being able to talk to them individually. And I think for my underclassmen, I just remember telling them that, you know, they were given that taste of Richmond. They were given that opportunity. They worked hard for it. And I don't want them to lose that feeling. Like, I want that to be like, hey, I want that.
You
want to
be that Matthews coming right. back next
I
want, year.
Yeah. I want them to feel that. And I want them to remember how it felt and remember what it took to get there. Because they have an opportunity to go again. You know, our seniors don't, but our underclassmen have that opportunity again. So I just remember them to, you know, telling them that, you know, hard work and not to forget that feeling.
And going back to what Lainey said earlier, like, no one expected that. Like, it was supposed to be, last year was our year, like, we were out to get them, like, everyone, like, we were the talk. And then this year, like, I mean, when I came back, I was like, you know what, like, it's going to be different. And if you would have told me that we would be in Richmond, I would have... I did not think that was true, but, I mean, that just shows you what hard work can do, and we might not have been the best, like, athletic or talented team, but if you work hard, I feel like you can definitely do anything that you set your mind to.
Well, trust me when I say this, y'all got it done. Yeah, I remember just watching the smarts that you guys were playing with, too. I got to be around volleyball for a good little bit and just watching you guys play. Cassidy, you would think she's winding up to nail it, and all of a sudden she dinks it over there like, whoa!
Yeah, when you was actually talking about the start of the game in Richmond, I was going to say, I think Cassie led us in that first game. I think everybody pitched in, everybody did what they had to do, but I just remember Cassie scoring those crucial points for us, you know, just tipping it. And really, I think that Matthews wasn't expecting us to really find those holes in the first set. So she really found those holes and made them – they had to adjust, you know, the first game. They were used to doing their own defense, and then when they went – Cassie went in and started finding those holes – they had to take that second set and be like, all right, we got to adjust this defense. And they did. But, I mean, I definitely think Cassie really led us in that first game.
Yeah, so now, juniors, it's your turn to step up, man. You guys ready? And seniors, man, thank you guys so much for the memories. Maggie, you should try basketball. I think you could be pretty good.
Well, before we let them go, I want you to read that last line you wrote on there.
Yeah.
But before I let you do that, Maggie straightened me out here. We need to redo the schedule for today because it is a JV boys game at 4, varsity girls game at 5:15 versus Highland at Nairs.
At home today. So you guys can.
Mixed game there. Gotcha. Highland does not have a boys varsity or a JV girls. So that is actually a girls varsity game at 5:15.
All right. So come out and watch the Lady Wave. I hope it's okay. But every time Maggie scores, she's setting a new record. So, and man, let me just kind of switch gears too. But before I read this, how awesome it was to be there and to broadcast live the night Maggie hit 2,000. And you know, after that game, like I told you guys on Speaking of Sports a couple weeks ago, just Maggie had to be there. She had like a photo shoot for like an hour. Just everybody had their turn to take a picture, and me included. Me included. So,
yeah, my mom did a good job of having a little,
yeah.
a little backdrop for me.
So, another special night, man. So, it's a special group of ladies, guys. Congratulations, all y'all did. And I wrote this, and I think I can say it okay with no tears. So, because it's exciting, right? This is joyful. But thank you, guys. Let me try again. It doesn't say guys. Says, thank you, ladies, for the ride. Your families, your friends, WNRV, your school, your town, and your county are so proud of all your accomplishments. So, ladies and gentlemen, the Nairs Lady Wave state runner-up volleyball team.
Woo! There you go. There you go.
And
you've been listening to Speaking of Sports on WNRV 990 AM, The Ridge, your Giles County Sports
Authority.